What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A ton of stories, and when there are a lot of storylines, I like to turn to the guy I call Slash. Slash as in, if you want to talk about college basketball, you go to Zach Braziller. You want to talk about college football, you go to Zach Braziller. You want to talk about baseball, you go to Zach. You want to talk, even it turns out right now, U.S. Open tennis, you go to Zach. So with no further ado, we bring in Zach Braziller from the New York Post. Hey, Zach, how are you?
That's a hell of an introduction. Thanks, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Let's start with this whole Arch Manning thing. And, you know, so the expectation. By the way, where are you? I hear the background.
I'm walking around the story with my my dog.
Oh, okay. So, no worries. Oh, in that case, it's like all of us, basically. When you're outside walking the dog and you got the earbuds in, this is what it sounds like. Anyway, Arch Manning and all the hype and the conversation about him, and now what did you see in that first game against Ohio State? And is it cause for major concern for Arch Manning, or is it just, hey, you know, pump the brakes, it's the first first start of the season against a terrific opponent?
Yeah, he didn't play well. There's obviously no question about that, but it's on the road. The defending national champions, they have an NFL defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, and they struggled. I mean, but the hype was probably too much, considering he'd only made two career starts. He hadn't really played in 2 years for the most part, you know, waiting behind Quinn Ewers. Just like the hype was too much. Now it's gone the other way. And that's kind of the way we are now. You know, it's either you're the greatest thing or you're the worst thing. So, yeah, he was disappointed. No question about that. But let's give him a few stars before we start saying he's this or he's that. I was encouraged. I thought the fourth quarter down 14-0, you know, I thought he played pretty well. Led him to a touchdown. Yeah, he missed a few throws on that last drive. But, you know, you give him some time. You know, that's a tough spot. You know, your first legit real, you know, his first two starts last year and early were against, you know, we're against overwhelmed opponents, you know. And so this one was obviously very different. And, you know, he's playing at Ohio State, and yeah, he looked jittery. He looked timid a little bit, looked a little unsure of himself. Part of that's, you know, the defense he's playing. Part of that's the environment. And, you know, I'll be interested to see. They have, I think they have like three bye games here where you would expect him to play well and put up some numbers. And they go to Florida, who we'll see what Florida is. I know they're ranked in the preseason. I don't think they're going to be great, but that's at least a, you know, I think it's October 4th. That's a, like a representative opponent. Let's see what he looks like then. Let's give him a few starts before we start saying what he is or what he isn't.
All right. In the numbers say 17 of 30, 170 yards, a touchdown, an interception. You know, 10 carries, 38 yards on the ground. And, you know, but if you watch the game, I understand what you're saying with Matt Patricia. And I do expect that against an NFL caliber defensive coordinator on the road with, you know, against Ohio State and there and all of that, yeah, making his third ever career start, first of the season, it makes sense that he would struggle. I'm less concerned about the ability to make decisions and process or put the ball in the right place in some ways against all of that. Did you have any concerns with the mechanics and the footwork? Did he look off in that?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I thought the fourth quarter, though, he looked much better. He made a few big throws. You know, the first three quarters, all their positive plays were either him running or, you know, like short dump-off passes. But I thought the fourth quarter he kind of settled in a little bit. You know, I thought his mechanics were a little bit better. And, you know, that he definitely looked more comfortable in that fourth quarter, even though he did miss some easy throws. But, yeah, he just, you know, it looked like the first half, first three quarters, it looked like the moment was a little too big for him. And he was kind of, you know, he was a little rattled. I don't think there's any question that he was rattled early. I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
It's interesting for all the, I don't know, people around, well, all over the country, but certainly here and Giants fans and others who were on the, Arch Manning and number one overall pick and all of this. And I just think he's probably not going to come out after this year. I think it's going to be a couple of years. And I think Giants fans are suddenly now ready to put Jackson Dart in Canton. So it's amazing how the storyline shifts so dramatically in such a short period of time.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? He has a few good games. All of a sudden, everyone will start talking about tanking for him again. And I think we're, you know, everyone wants everything right now. So guy who made two starts in 2 years, he hasn't played in 2 years. You gotta, you know, he needs some time. He needs to get some games under his belt. He obviously looked, you know, like a guy that hasn't played much. So I'll be interested to see what he looks like when he gets a few more, you know, when he gets some games under his belt, get some experience. And let's not forget, I mean, Texas lost their three top receivers. They lost three starting offensive linemen. It's not like he inherited, you know, look, they obviously have a ton of talent, but it's not like he inherited experienced playmakers and he just wasn't getting the ball to them. You know, it's kind of a work in progress offense altogether as well.
Did we maybe overrate, you know, Texas came in number one ranked team in the country. Were they a little overrated, and or did Steve Sarkisian, their head coach, get out coached by Ohio State's Ryan Day?
Well, some of the play calls were strange, you know, especially when they got down at the goal line that first time.
Why not use
Arch's legs on the perimeter a little bit more. I didn't think he called. I mean, I think he's a pretty good play caller, but I didn't think he called a great game. You know, we'll see in time. You know, that's the thing. Like, especially with college football, you know, every year it feels like there are at least two or three teams that start the year in the preseason top 10 and don't even finish in the top 25. Will Texas be one of them? I'd be surprised. I think their defense is really good. They bring back a ton, and you saw that. I mean, they only gave up 14 points on the road at Ohio State. But this early, it's you know, that's the one problem is, you know, Alabama got beat up by Florida State. And I remember talking to someone saying, like, The problem is we don't know if Florida State is good or if Alabama is bad.
Right.
Or maybe it's both. But that's the problem so early is you don't really know who is good and who isn't. Especially, you know, if you watch a lot of these games, at least the games with two competitive teams, the defenses were ahead of the offenses. And some of that's the transfer portal, you know, where you have so many new faces. And some of it's just there's no joint practices. There are no preseason games in college football. So sometimes it takes the offenses a little longer. You know, I'm talking about I'm not talking about the bye games when you're playing a San Houston State. I'm talking about playing a equally as talented team. And you see, you know, the offenses in Clemson, LSU weren't great. Obviously, Ohio State, Texas, those offenses are going to get better as the year goes on as well.
Before we switch to Belichick and UNC, is there a player that jumped out at you this week? You know, when you talk about some of the offenses were behind, who jumped out at you as maybe making a statement early in terms of whether that's with the Heisman Trophy race or just a player who looked really good?
I think tonight, Carson Beck in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got hurt last year at Georgia, and they, you know, kind of both parties decided to go separate ways. And he didn't really have a great year last year. And there was talk that, you know, maybe he held them back a little bit, but he looked great. I'm watching him tonight, and I'm thinking Alabama could use Carson Beck and a bunch of, a bunch of other big time programs that don't really have established quarterbacks. And, you know, I was impressed. That was a really nice win for Miami, who's, you know, obviously had a nice year last year with Cam Ward, but has really struggled for the last 10 to 20 years. But I thought Carson Beck was really good. He looked like the guy that 2 years ago people were talking about as being a future number one pick. He really kind of jumped out to me, making a lot of big plays and, you know, a really, really good week.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One win for Miami.
Talking to Zach Braziller about college football, the beginning of the season, this opening weekend, and big game tonight in terms of just it's not every day that you see arguably the best coach in NFL history shift to college, and now he's going to make his debut coaching University of North Carolina tonight on Monday night. What, you know, in terms of Belichick, it feels unprecedented, but what do you, you know, with all the crazy rumors and his girlfriend and the distractions and whatever, what do you actually expect from a football standpoint, can Bill Belichick make a big difference this season with Carolina?
It's a great question. I mean, look, they have 73 new players. 73. They didn't have a single player on any of the ACC preseason all-league teams. North Carolina, I believe, was picked 8 out of 17, and, you know, not a very good ACC. It's, you know, there were three top 10 games this weekend, and you can make an argument the most intriguing game was North Carolina TCU, just because of, you know, we don't really know what to expect out of North Carolina. They, you know, the talent level isn't great, but he's a mastermind. And, you know, it kind of goes back to what I was saying of what Matt Patricia did to Arch Manning. And it's like, if Matt Patricia could flummox, you know, a top quarterback like that, what's Belichick going to do to the poor TCU quarterback tonight? You know, it's going to be fascinating. And it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, what he can do there. And, you know, you talk to different people lead up to the season, and they said they were really impressed with just how, you know, the details and how well coached it seemed like that team was, you know, in practices. And they did a lot of, you know, tackling stuff in the preseason because there are no joint practice or preseason games. But, yeah, I really don't know. I mean, you know, look, the ACC, Clemson didn't look like world beaters. Miami had a nice win. But it's not a, you know, Florida State obviously had the win over Alabama, but the ACC, it's not the SEC. It's not, you have a bunch of powerhouses. And it's a lot of teams that are kind of close in talent. And if you have this, you know, elite coach, maybe that's the difference in two or three games. But it's, you know, I know this, I'm going to be riveted tomorrow night. You know, I'm going to be locked in. I'm sure a lot of football NFL fans are going to be locked in just to see what he has. I mean, anyway, this is a guy who coached for 50 years in the NFL. For whatever reason, after the Patriots thing, didn't get another look by the NFL, and now he's going back to college at, you know, at the school where his dad was an assistant coach, and, you know, who knows how long he does this. But it's a really cool story to see what he can do there.
All right, and then, as I said, I call you Slash. You are also covering, I noticed, the U.S. Open, and that, of course, that event in our backyard across the boardwalk there from Citi Field over there in Queens. And what are the biggest, for people, I generally try to get out to the Open once a year. And I would say for people who maybe don't tune in early, by Labor Day weekend now, we're getting into a time where, you know, it's quarterfinals and all kinds of interesting matches and the storylines have taken hold. And so what are the biggest storylines you're tracking right now at the Open, let's say in the men's draw?
I mean, I don't think there's any question. It's, look, could Novak get, you know, get another Grand Slam title? He's most ever with 24. He's into the quarterfinals. Obviously, he's not the favorite. You have Sinner and you have Alcaraz who are the favorites. They're kind of the elite two in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Novak's into the quarterfinals. He plays an American, Taylor Fritz, and we all know American men have, it's been a long time, 22 years since an American has won a Grand Slam title, Andy Roddick here at the U.S. Open. So that's obviously Tuesday night will be a really interesting match. And, you know, can someone other than Sinner Alcaraz win the title? You know, it's probably not. I mean, those are the two, you know, they're the two now superstars in this sport. But you know, I think the, you know, the winner of Novak and Fritz becomes a huge fan favorite here, to see how far they can go.
You mentioned the collision course potentially in the next great tennis rivalry, the Spaniard versus the Italian, Alcaraz versus Sinner, right, on this collision course. How do you define a rivalry or classify them? What's the best part of this budding rivalry?
You know, I think the best part is that both these guys are kind of, you know, just hitting their prime, you know, or not even quite there yet, you know. And when we had Federer and Nadal and Novak, you know, they were kind of hitting their primes at different times. But and there was it was obviously fascinating. You had these three super players at the same time. But I think that's what makes these two guys so interesting is they're kind of on a similar plane in terms of, you know, points in their career. And, you know, lately Sinner has gotten the better of Alcaraz, but yeah, I mean, look, you get that in the final, that would be great. You know, last year Alcaraz lost early. It's kind of, it was a stunner. It was the second round, an absolute shocker. And so he's talked about like how motivated he is for that not to happen again. And he's looked untouchable here. Probably looked the best of anyone, honestly. Alcaraz is, you know, I don't think he's dropped a set yet. He's been incredible. But yeah, I think that's really, you know, how far can Novak go? Can he challenge one of the two, you know, superstars? He's obviously in the twilight of his career. And, you know, he talked tonight about, you know, if he ever, you know, won this, it would go up, you know, win another Grand Slam, especially here, it would go up among, he thinks, the greatest accomplishments of his career.
Incredible there on the men's side. And then last one on the tennis. The other match that I'm really looking forward to on Monday afternoon, a showdown in the women's draw, Coco Gauff versus Naomi Osaka. And those two played each other 6 years ago, I think it was. It's a rematch from 2019. At that time, Coco Gauff was 15 years old, making her debut at the U.S. Open. And Osaka at that time, Naomi Osaka, was the veteran, a young veteran, and the reigning champion from the U.S. Open. And famously, after the match, the crowd pulling for this young upstart in Coco Gauff, who loses to Osaka and starts to cry. And Osaka encourages her to come out and talk to the crowd, and this bond between these two players. And here we are years later, and it's kind of flipped, and Coco Gauff on top, and Osaka, we're sort of don't know what to expect of this. But in terms of this match and just everything around it, I don't know about you, but I'm fascinated to see, and from a tennis perspective, if Osaka can be at a point, do you expect her to be able to overtake Gauff?
I think she can beat her. I mean, she's looked really good here. It's funny, she was talking about the match and the other day and was saying she hopes she has someone cheering for her because the entire building is going to be rooting for Coco. Yeah, up to this point, it's at least in terms of excitement and hype, it's the match of the tournament. I don't think there's any question about that. It should be, kind of fascinating. I mean, Coco's kind of played great here. You know, she nearly lost a few matches ago, while Osaka has looked really good. I think it's a really good match. I think it's one of those you can kind of go either way, just based on how both women are playing. Coming in, and then kind of the dynamic going back. It should be a really fun one tomorrow. And you would think the winner of that's got a real good chance to go far.
All right, and then final. I know you and I were texting on this. Just that you are you sounded down enough on the Mets at this point that you think there's a chance they won't make the playoffs.
A lot of people think, I've talked to, a bunch of friends, and they think I'm nuts. I think there's a good shot they miss the playoffs. I really do. When you consider all the tough road games they have, how poorly they've played on the road, I understand the Reds aren't very good, and the Reds have obviously been in a big slump until winning today. But look, the Mets have won one road series over a team with a winning record this entire season, the Royals. Now they got to go 10 games on the road here. They still got to go to Chicago. Then they got to finish at Miami. And does any Met fan want those? If those three games matter at the end of the year, is there any Met fan on the planet that's confident?
No.
Like, who knows? It's a weird team. You know, when you they swept the Phillies, and before this Miami series, it looked like they were kind of starting to get it together. And then they come and they just play terribly against the Marlins. But I just, based on how they played on the road, they're 9 under .500. I have a hard time seeing them do better than like 4-6, 3-7 in this 10-game trip. And it's, you know, Cincinnati just plays, you know, decent for these next few weeks. It could get really tight. And, you know, there are other teams that aren't that far back. The Giants are playing really well. The Diamondbacks are right there. Like, if the Mets don't get it together and you know, if they have another bad month and they win 11-17 in August despite hitting great, I don't think it's a lock. Just when you consider how poorly they played on the road, how poorly their pitching is, and it's now 10 weeks where they played really, like, outside of a few pockets here and there, it's 10 weeks where they play poorly. I think it's hard to dismiss that they can miss the playoffs.
All right, there's Zach Braziller with a bold prediction. I headlined the show as a our theme being predictions, as we're going to get to making picks about Giants and Jets and predictions there. And so do you agree or disagree with Zach? Zach Braziller, are the Mets going to make the postseason or not? Zach, always appreciate the time. Thanks for spending time with us while you walk the dog. We'll catch up with you soon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.